that hides the darkness beyond all fears. She never forgives. She always comes back. There is no escaping the woman in black.
Hi everybody, season's greetings. This has been a 007 back with a 10-minute movie review, and today I'm going to be discussing Woman in Black, Angel of Death, which is the sequel to the Hammer horror Woman in Black that starred Daniel Radcliffe and came out a couple of years ago. The movie's out in the UK on New Year's Day, so it's a good way, I think, to dust off the schmaltzy sentimental fare that we might have been consuming over the Christmas holiday. So, as I said, this is a sequel to the original Woman in Black, which, if you remember, starred Daniel Radcliffe as a Victorian lawyer living in this haunted house on a deserted island in England. And it was one of those classic haunted house dramas with the spooky, vengeful spirit of a woman who was after children. And I think what's really interesting about this film is that it completely changes time zone. So rather than having a straightforward sequel, we move to World War II, and it's set in the Blitz, when British children were being evacuated from London and sent to the country for their own safety. So in this movie, we don't have Daniel Radcliffe. Instead, the star of the film is a young actress called Phoebe Fox, who I must confess I hadn't really seen in much before. And she stars as this schoolteacher who's sent off with these children and her headmistress, played by the wonderful Helen McCrory. So they're bussed off to this deserted island on which is an incredibly dilapidated house, the house from the original, and almost immediately things go wrong. I mean, not just from the fact that they're in basically an unlivable house, but there's one little boy who lost his entire family in the Blitz and has since not spoken. He's just so traumatized. And there's a locked room in the house filled with these very spooky Victorian children's toys, and he somehow gets in and obviously has a supernatural experience which starts to control him. So it's not so much a possession movie, but definitely a movie with a strong haunting theme. So as we move our way through this film, we start to see strange things happen to the children, people die. I guess the emotional drama of the story is this battle of credibility between the school teacher played by Phoebe Fox and the headmistress, because of course the headmistress embodies that stiff upper lip British spirit where she's not going to acknowledge anything's wrong, it's all just coincidence, and she's going to keep a cool and level head. This leaves our young school teacher really to depend on a Royal Air Force pilot called Harry Burnstow, played by Jeremy Irvine. And, of course, one might wonder what a Royal Air Force pilot is doing in a deserted town in the middle of nowhere in England. So the mystery ratchets up, the thrills ratchet up, and the psychological issues. And what I find wonderful about this film is that it just works in a very basic way. You know, this is a genuinely horrific film. I watched most of it underneath my coat behind my hands. I mean, there were genuine bumps in the night, genuine frighteners. It really made me uncomfortable to watch it. But, you know, as all good horror, when you strip that aside, you get incredibly complex psychological issues around motherhood, grief, trauma, and guilt. And all that culminates in a very satisfying ending to the film, because it goes beyond cheap horror, because you really care about the characters and you care about what kind of psychological resolution they can have to the issues they're facing. So I would say, I mean, I don't watch a great deal of horror because I am so sensitive to it, but this really is, I think, one of the best horror movies I've seen in a long, long time. It's photographed beautifully. It's full of these wonderful rolling mists over water, and, you know, probably the most beautiful and evocative haunted house film since The Others, maybe. It's incredibly well acted. It's a cast that features people like Helen McCrory, so you know it's going to have real authenticity and depth. And I think the writing is just incredibly tight. It's a relatively short movie, has a running time of 98 minutes. Everything in it has meaning. Everything in it is connected. And even, you know, the classic horror trope of the twist at the end has a real emotional, gutsy punch and sets us up beautifully for what I presume will be the third film in the franchise, which I look forward to very much. So overall, I can heartily, heartily recommend Woman in Black: Angel of Death. I think it's superior to the original Woman in Black film, which was already rather good. And I think it's fantastic that the filmmakers and Hammer as a studio have managed to keep the author of the original play and book, Susan Hill, absolutely involved in the writing. And I think you can tell in the quality of the emotional drama that they're putting forward. So I hope you enjoy it. If you agree or disagree, please feel free to comment on the blog at beena007.com. And as usual, all the useful information, running time, release dates will be after the outro music.
Wait! Come back! Come back! Oh! Oh! Oh!
The Woman in Black 2, Angel of Death, has a running time of 98 minutes and is rated PG-13 in the UK. It will be released in the UK and Ireland on New Year's Day and in the USA on January the 2nd, 2015. It will be released in France on January the 14th, in Greece and Singapore on January the 15th, in Spain on January the 16th, in the Czech Republic, Malaysia and the Netherlands on February 12th, in Argentina and Germany on February 19th, and in Brazil on March 12th. Thank you very much for listening.